Students at the Galena Interior Learning Academy are getting a field lesson in a staple of rural Alaska living. Students are set to gather timber from the Yukon River this summer through a new subsistence wood harvesting program with a medieval twist. KIYU's Jeremy Scott has more.
It's called a Z-Wad, and teacher Rand Rosecrans and his students have begun building it. Z-Wad is an acronym for Zero Emission Wood Acquisition Device, a takeoff on the ancient Roman ballista catapult weapon.
Another way to look at it is a crossbow on steroids.
The contraption is about the size of a cannon and is comprised of about 20 linear feet of cedar wood. It does not contain a cocking mechanism because of safety concerns. Instead, it's made with a rope that, when manually pulled and released, fires a bolt with an attached grappling hook to reel in wood from anywhere between 150 and 300 feet from the launch point. Rosecrans says he was inspired to take on the ballista in light of ongoing research for a community-wide biomass project, which would aim to use timber to heat city and school district-owned buildings.
We all realize that if we're going to be self-reliant and sustainable and somewhat remain independent out in this part of the country, that we're going to have to learn to responsibly and reasonably and intelligently harvest and maintain the resources that we have.
Right now, Rosecrans and his students are in the final stages of building the prototype. Here, Rosecrans fires up the woodcutter they're using to sculpt the ballista. The students plan to test the ballista prior to May's river breakup. Sophomore Eric Wilhite says experience has taught him just how important that test phase can be.
In my opinion, if you get different torque settings or something malfunctions, I like to keep clear because I've had bad history with rope breaking on me.
Wilhite says he'll err on the side of caution and let someone else be the guinea pig on firing the first shot. Senior Corbett Hine, perhaps.
It's definitely cool. Kind of want to try it at home now.
While Rosecrans is excited about what the project could do for the community, he says his overall thrill comes from the sense of accomplishment he believes it will give his students.
You can see that in their eyes and their faces when they finish one of these things and how excited they are of doing something that they had a big part of. And whether that's, making an omelet or building a ballista, it's true on several different levels. And if we can do that and do more and more of it, I think it helps us to become better teachers, and I think it helps our students to learn more.
Reporting from Galena, I'm Jeremy Scott.